We're drawing near to the end of the Christmas season. All week we have been reflecting on Epiphany moments, moments in which God revealed himself in Christ. Some of the moments have been quite dramatic, Jesus walking on the water, for example, or multiplying the loaves, or declaring himself to be the fulfillment of the ancient prophecy of Isaiah. So you might wonder why today's gospel is chosen in this Epiphany week as an example of an Epiphany moment, a manifestation. Why is this healing of a leper singled out among all the many, many healings that Jesus did? Well, we have to say everything that Jesus did was an Epiphany moment. Every moment, every gesture, every word is a revelation because Jesus is the Word of the Father. He's the Word made flesh, so he's the complete revelation of God. And everything he does is Epiphany. So we could choose anything. You could have him sleeping in the boat, and that's an Epiphany moment. You could have him withdrawing to deserted places to pray. Nobody could even see him there. Epiphany moment. That's God revealing himself fully and perfectly in the world. So we should get that clear by now. But why this particular case of the leper? Well, we can look both at the leper and at Jesus here and see something beautiful. And the part of the leper, maybe I shouldn't say beautiful on the part of the leper, although his disposition is beautiful, but his condition is not beautiful. And that's the point. This leper doesn't simply have leprosy or a spot of leprosy. He's full of leprosy. He has an advanced case. Probably you could spot this man from a long way off and realize he's a leper. And probably the smell of his decaying flesh was really repulsive. He's all by himself. It seems even the other lepers are not around. So this man is an extreme case. He has you would call him a hopeless case. He falls prostrate before Jesus and says, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. So here's a man who's in a hopeless condition, but he has hope. And his hope is in Jesus. He knows Jesus can make him clean if he wants to. And so he presents himself humbly. If you want to, you can do it. That leper represents all of us. He represents every sinner. Sinners are hopeless cases. Sinners do not deserve anything. They're repulsive. We are repulsive in our sin. Our only hope is in Jesus Christ. The right response of a sinner is, if you want to heal me, Lord, if you want to set me free from sin, you can do it. Actually, this leper had something in addition burdening him. Remember that the mentality of the Jews was that if you had an illness, it was because you're guilty. So not only was this man afflicted physically, but and not only was he excluded from the community and from worship in the synagogue, but he was also judged. Well, he probably did some terrible sin, and so God gave him a terrible disease. Or maybe his parents sinned, and so he had to be punished. Okay, he represents us. Now we look at Jesus. And Jesus immediately stretches out his hand to touch him, to touch this repulsive, infected, decaying, hopeless case, and says, I do will it, be made clean. So what's revealed here? Why is this an Epiphany moment? What's revealed here is God's approach to our sin condition, his attitude toward our hopeless condition. He wants to heal us. If you picture the scene, and remember, the leper has fallen prostrate, so it's not clear whether in the Greek whether that means he was kneeling down or actually lying down flat, but he's low. So in order for Jesus to reach out and touch him, he has to bend down to put his hand on him. He doesn't just look from above and say, okay, you'll be healed. He could do that, but instead he bends down. Maybe he even got down on one knee in order to reach him. He extended himself down to the hopeless condition of the leper and touched him. I do will it. When Jesus says, I do will it, he's not just saying, oh, this is something I like. He's revealing the will of the Father. He's revealing the divine will for all sinners. I want, my will is that you be set free. That's why it's an epiphany. We know that God, just if you read only this gospel, we can know the divine mind and his intention for sinners. I want them to be made clean. I want you to be clean. And the leprosy left him immediately. So it's another revelation of divine power. Now, we saw divine power already this week, multiplication of loaves and other things. So that's not the main point here, but it's part of the point. God does have the power to set us free, to make us clean. It's fully available in Jesus Christ. And he wants to use that power for our benefit. It's not a surprise to anyone that God has power. What's revealed here is that God wants to use this power for our benefit if we but humble ourselves before him. So, that's a very hopeful message to us. And a hopeful message to the world. It's also a bit of a foretaste or a preview of what we will celebrate on Sunday, the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord. Why do I say that? Because in the baptism, we see God descending into creation. We see divine power and presence immersed in the filthy waters of the Jordan and making them clean. So it's something like what he does to the leper. When he touches the leper, he makes the leper clean. When Jesus is baptized, he makes the waters clean. He makes the water available for the sacraments, for the purpose of making us holy. It's just a little bit of a preview there of how the baptism too is an epiphany moment. A moment of revelation of God's will that we be clean. Be clean. When we think of cleanliness, think of washing. Well, that's exactly it. Washing away sin, that's what happens in baptism. In today's first reading, John takes a bit more theological, almost legal approach to this revelation. He says that Jesus Christ came not in water only, but not by water only, but by water and blood, and that the Spirit testifies to this. So he says there's three witnesses. It's kind of a legal approach. If you have three witnesses, then you have a solid case. The Spirit, the water, the blood. Well, the Spirit's the Holy Spirit. We will see the Holy Spirit descend on the Lord in the Jordan on Sunday. The water, that's clearly reference to baptism. Jesus' baptism and our baptism, and the blood is a reference to the passion. The leper had to show proof to the priests by doing what Moses prescribed. Jesus shows proof to us by the Spirit, the water, and the blood. If it wasn't enough proof, along comes Saint Faustina, and she shows us this image that Jesus revealed to her. And what's coming from the heart of Jesus? The water and the blood, the red and the white. To tell us this testimony, this revelation is not sealed back in history way back 2,000 years ago. It's still flowing. The water of baptism is still flowing. The blood of Christ is still flowing. The mercy of God is still making us clean. So it's a very beautiful thing to reflect on, this epiphany. What God reveals, it does expose our ugly, corrupted condition. But at the same time, it reveals how God wants to cleanse us of that condition. So let's put our trust in the overflowing mercy of God.